Language Course, Book 21, Tape 4D. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 4D. Listen to a dialogue. James is going to buy a car, and he wants Leo to make some recommendations.
I'm buying my first car soon. I'm so excited. Leo, you know about cars. What kind of car would you recommend?
I like a comfortable car. You might have to pay a little more, but since you spend so much time in the vehicle, you might as well be comfortable.
What else should I consider before I buy?
Gas mileage is another important factor. You don't want a car that you have to fill up every other day.
I don't know if I should buy a new car or a used one. What do you suggest?
If you get a used car, make sure you have a mechanic check out everything before you buy it. If you get a new one, make sure that you get a reasonable price. New cars are usually overpriced.
Thanks for all your suggestions. I'll be sure and bring my car by and show it to you. Better yet, why don't you come car shopping with me?
Be glad to.
Let's read the dialogue together. You read Leo's lines first.
I'm buying my first car soon. I'm so excited. Leo, you know about cars. What kind of car would you recommend? What else should I consider before I buy? I don't know if I should buy a new car or a used one. What do you suggest? Thanks for all your suggestions. I'll be sure and bring my car by and show it to you. Better yet, why don't you come car shopping with me?
Let's read the dialogue again.
This time, you're James, and I'm Leo. I like a comfortable car. You might have to pay a little more, but since you spend so much time in the vehicle, you might as well be comfortable. Gas mileage is another important factor. You don't want a car that you have to fill up every other day. If you get a used car, make sure you have a mechanic check out everything before you buy it. If you get a new one, make sure that you get a reasonable price. New cars are usually overpriced. Be glad to.
Go to Figure 2. Listen to a statement and a question. Then select the choice which gives or asks for a recommendation.
Number 1. One of my brothers would like to join the military, but he doesn't know which branch. Which branch would you recommend? Number 2. Two friends of mine are coming from out of town. Since I don't know the city very well, can you suggest a place we can visit? Number 3. You are concerned about your weight. What's the best way to ask me to help you? Number 4. What recommendation do you have for students who will begin to study the American language course? Number 5. You need a car to come and go to the base. What's the best way to ask for a recommendation?
Let's check your answers. Listen to the question again, then repeat the correct answers.
Number 1 is B. Listen. One of my brothers would like to join the military, but he doesn't know which branch. Which branch would you recommend? Repeat. I would urge him to go into the Air Force. Number 2 is A. Listen. Two friends of mine are coming from out of town. Since I don't know the city very well, can you suggest a place we can visit? Repeat. I suggest you take them downtown. There are many interesting things to see downtown. Number 3 is B. Listen. You are concerned about your weight. What's the best way to ask me to help you? Repeat. I have gained a few pounds since I came here. How can I lose these extra pounds?
Number 4 is A. Listen. What recommendation do you have for students who will begin to study the American Language course? Repeat. I would recommend that they not wait until the Thursday before the book quiz to study their book.
Number 5 is B. Listen. You need a car to come and go to the base. What's the best way to ask for a recommendation? Repeat. I need a small, inexpensive car to go back and forth to the base every day. What would you recommend?
Look over the words in Figure 3. Now listen to some statements and select the word which best completes the sentence.
Let's do number 1 together. Listen. All those people have served in the military. They are... The answer is letter E. They are veterans. Number 2. I wasn't sure whether to call you this late or not. I calling you. Number 3. I'm sure you'll hear from Jim by Saturday. He should... with you by then. Number 4. This computer course is a good course to take. It will be to your career. Number 5. It's difficult to get around when you don't have a car. It's a real... Number 6. You reenlisted for another 4 years. You have an... to the military. Number 7. Major Crawford spoke to the troops about the upcoming exercise. He... them for an hour. Number 8. The Air Force is part of the military. It's just one of the... Number 9. She works in the part of the school which records our tapes. She's in the recording. Number 10. I told the boss that I couldn't finish by Friday. She said she understood, and she gave me an...
Let's check your answers.
Letter A is 3. Get in touch with. He should get in touch with you by then. Repeat. He should get in touch with you by then. Letter B is 5. Disadvantage. It's a real disadvantage. Repeat. It's a real disadvantage. Letter C is 7. Briefed. He briefed them for an hour. Repeat. He briefed them for an hour. Letter D is 6. Obligation. You have an obligation to the military. Repeat. You have an obligation to the military. Letter E is 1. Veterans. They are veterans. Repeat. They are veterans. Letter F is 9. Department. She's in the recording department. Repeat. She's in the recording department. Letter G is 4. Beneficial. It will be beneficial to your career. Repeat. It will be beneficial to your career. Letter H is 2. Hesitated. I hesitated calling you. Repeat. I hesitated calling you. Letter I is 8. Branches. It's just one of the branches. Repeat. It's just one of the branches. Letter J is 10. Extension. She said she understood, and she gave me an extension. Repeat. She said she understood, and she gave me an extension.
Look at figure 4. Listen to a text. Write the key words and phrases in the boxes. You'll hear the text 2 times.
As a newcomer to this base, you'll be very busy this week. First, on Monday at 0700 hours, you'll have a briefing by Sergeant Henderson in Building 201. Monday afternoon is your safety briefing at 1400 hours in Building 123. On Tuesday, you'll start the day with a visit to the dispensary. Be there at 0700 hours. In the afternoon, you go to the dental clinic. On Wednesday, you get the base orientation tour. Report to the personnel office in Building 213 at 0700 hours. On Thursday, come to this building at 0730 hours. At this time, you'll get your assignment and be briefed by your new boss. And on Friday at 0700 hours, you'll begin your new job.
Listen to the paragraph again and complete your notes.
As a newcomer to this base, you'll be very busy this week. First, on Monday at 0700 hours, you'll have a briefing by Sergeant Henderson in Building 201. Monday afternoon is your safety briefing at 1400 hours in Building 123. On Tuesday, you'll start the day with a visit to the dispensary. Be there at 0700 hours. In the afternoon, you go to the dental clinic. On Wednesday, you get the base orientation tour. Report to the personnel office in Building 213 at 0700 hours. On Thursday, come to this building at 0730 hours. At this time, you'll get your assignment and be briefed by your new boss. And on Friday, at 0700 hours, you'll begin your new job.
Go to the answer page for this tape and check your notes. Now turn to Figure 5. Listen to a conversation and be ready to answer questions about what you hear.
Before I talk to you about the Air Force, I have a few questions I'd like to ask you, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, how old are you now?
I'm 22.
You're 22 years old. Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Have you ever been married before?
No, never.
And do you have any children?
No, I don't have any children.
Very good. And what is the highest held level of education that you've completed so far?
I've just finished my bachelor's degree.
Okay, and what field, may I ask?
Anthropology and sociology.
And sociology. On another hand, too, Mrs. Jones, I'd like to ask you, have you ever had any type of involvement with law enforcement agencies in your lifetime? Now, I'm talking as well as juvenile traffic violations or any type of involvement that you might have had with the police.
I got a ticket once for speeding, but that's the only thing I've ever had that I've ever done wrong.
Okay. Did you pay the fine for that?
Oh, sure.
You have, so it's completely closed out by now.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever been arrested or cited for any reason where the judge might have said that the charges were dismissed, expunged, sealed, or anything like that?
No, I've never been arrested for anything.
Now, as far as medically, have you ever had any major types or surgeries or anything? Do you have any problems breathing, asthma type things?
No asthma. I had a tonsillectomy when I was a kid.
All right, and everything turned out okay? There was no complications or anything like
that?
No. Do you have any difficulty hearing?
No.
No, and you have full vision in both eyes?
Well, no, I wear glasses.
Mm-hmm. That's fine, but it's corrected though, right?
Yes, it's 20/20 with my glasses.
Okay, very good. Do you have full use of all your fingers, toes, and arms? Do you have any, you know, locking elbows and knees or anything of that sort?
No, I'm very athletic and in good health.
Well, super. So far, everything sounds very good, Mrs. Jones. You know, we feel that you are tentatively qualified for the Air Force. But now, getting back for the reason that you came in here to begin with, is to find out a little bit about the Air Force. Your degree in anthropology, is that what you would like to pursue as far as the Air Force is concerned? Should, you know, you like to go in?
Anthropology would be wonderful, or music would be good. Whatever the Air Force can use of my talents.
Very good. I'm glad for you to say that, because right now in the Air Force is very competitive as far as getting in. We are very limited on programs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have a degree that is not really, there's not too much in the Air Force dealing with anthropology. However, we have other programs as an officer that you could go into, you know, such as and maybe in the security field.
No, not security. Sounds horrible. Mm-hmm. I did also complete one semester of pre-med, so I've got some medical background.
Well, great. Then, you know, we will have to look into that more often, you know, look through your transcripts and find out exactly what your eligibilities are. If they are and you qualify for our medical program, then what we will do in that part, we'll send you up for a review board. They're going to review your background as far as experiences, your educational background, and all that. And if everything turns out good and you should be qualified, you'll get a direct commission into the Air Force.
Oh, great.
Okay, dealing with a different, you know, whichever medical field that you specialize in and so on.
Well, what does a direct commission mean?
A direct commission means that instead of you having to go through an officer training school and things like that, you know, in order to get a commission means you become an officer.
Okay, we have two types. What kind of officer?
It would be a medical officer, but see, we have two types of people in the Air Force as far as grades, you know, mm-hmm. ranks, structures. We have the enlisted corps that does basically the hands-on type of jobs, okay? Then we have also the officer corps, which is our upper management and executive positions held. Now, in your case, it's going to be a little bit different because you're in the medical field, which is going to involve hands-on training, but mm-hmm. you're going to be a medical, for example, a nurse. You know, mm-hmm. she will be practicing nursing in the Air Force, but she will be as an officer.
Mm-hmm. Do they have such a thing as psychiatric nursing, which would, you know, anthropology and sociology, I already have knowledge in those fields.
Most definitely. Again, it's very hard for me to give you any absolute answers at this yeah. point because I need to look at your transcripts yeah. and all this type of thing, which we can determine at a later date. Yes, there is many avenues that you're going to be able to take. But first, without those documents, it's going to be very hard for me to, you know, to say for sure.
Okay.
But we'll get into that a little bit later on.
Now answer the questions in Figure 5. Let's check your answers. Number one is C. Which branch of the service does the man work for? The Air Force. Number two is B. Recruit. The man wants to recruit the woman into the service. Number three is also B. The woman is requesting information about enlisting. Number four is D. If she gets a direct commission, she will command subordinates. Number five is A. She didn't hesitate to suggest a different field of interest. This is the end of Tape 4D, Book 21.